Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today we are happy to have here Paul Brown, a world-famous animation artist who has recently published his autobiography. And he has also launched his own website, where you can see some of his most personal works. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for inviting me here today.
Let's start with your childhood, Paul. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I grew up in Birmingham, in the UK, and I think I was born with a pencil in my hand. Ever since I can remember, I've been drawing. My dad and mum always supported both me and my brother in doing what we liked the most. Nevertheless, they wanted us to have an education and to study and to go to the university in case we failed as artists.
Did you go to an art school then?
I was more of a self-taught artist. But as soon as I started as an illustrator, I wanted to go and study animation techniques in an art school. I really believe it's never late to learn. And I keep learning each day to improve my skills.
What goes through your mind when you're designing? And what is the method you use when starting a project?
The process can be longer or shorter. When you become a professional artist, you have to devote yourself to art and give clients the best work possible, but without missing the points that we must supply what the client is looking for. I'm an artist who starts a commitment right away, focusing on it full time if possible, and not counting the hours, days or months. The most important thing is imagination and creativity, always trying to think outside the box.
What type of tools or media do you use?
I would like to say that I use multiple tools as much as I can. Pencils, markers, gouache, watercolours and acrylics. I started with pencils and markers, so I can say I have excelled in using them. I do have to improve my computer skills, but my brother Geordie is very good at it and supports me in the studio.
What projects have you worked on in the past? And what are you working on at the moment?
I have worked on around 25 feature films, including Balto, Prince of Egypt, Kung Fu Panda, Pirates. My studio is currently working on a few different projects, another feature film, a short film, and a musical with puppets. But I can't really say more due to non-disclosure agreements.
What's your point of view about the animation industry today?
The industry is becoming more and more specialised, with many departments. But I do encourage young artists to work in visual development. That department is in charge of finding the look, and that is an incredibly creative and lovely career to go for.
Who are the artists who inspire you the most today?
Oh, I admire so many artists. My friends and colleagues in animation, Carter Goodrich and Uli Meyer, and many, many more. I'm sorry I can't mention all of them at once. The classic illustrators are also a great inspiration. The comic strip and Disney artists, etc. I mean, all those great artists from the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. I can't think of a favourite design, as I love lots of their works, and I will never come close to that. I have learnt lots of things from them, but the most important thing is to be able to be critical of yourself. You should be open to showing your artwork to other people, because their first impression is always very important. Don't be shy and, if necessary, start over.
Thank you very much, Paul. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today we are happy to have here Paul Brown, a world-famous animation artist who has recently published his autobiography. And he has also launched his own website, where you can see some of his most personal works. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for inviting me here today.
Let's start with your childhood, Paul. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I grew up in Birmingham, in the UK, and I think I was born with a pencil in my hand. Ever since I can remember, I've been drawing. My dad and mum always supported both me and my brother in doing what we liked the most. Nevertheless, they wanted us to have an education and to study and to go to the university in case we failed as artists.
Did you go to an art school then?
I was more of a self-taught artist. But as soon as I started as an illustrator, I wanted to go and study animation techniques in an art school. I really believe it's never late to learn, and I keep learning each day to improve my skills.
What goes through your mind when you're designing? And what is the method you use when starting a project?
The process can be longer or shorter. When you become a professional artist, you have to devote yourself to art and give clients the best work possible, but without missing the points that we must supply what the client is looking for. I'm an artist who starts a commitment right away, focusing on it full time if possible, and not counting the hours, days or months. The most important thing is imagination and creativity, always trying to think outside the box.
What type of tools or media do you use?
I would like to say that I use multiple tools as much as I can. Pencils, markers, gouache, watercolours and acrylics. I started with pencils and markers, so I can say I have excelled in using them. I do have to improve my computer skills, but my brother Geordie is very good at it and supports me in the studio.
What projects have you worked on in the past? And what are you working on at the moment?
I have worked on around 25 feature films, including Balto, Prince of Egypt, Kung Fu Panda, Pirates. My studio is currently working on a few different projects, another feature film, a short film, and a musical with puppets. But I can't really say more due to non-disclosure agreements.
What's your point of view about the animation industry today?
The industry is becoming more and more specialised, with many departments. But I do encourage young artists to work in visual development. That department is in charge of finding the look, and that is an incredibly creative and lovely career to go for.
Who are the artists who inspire you the most today?
Oh, I admire so many artists. My friends and colleagues in animation, Carter Goodrich and Uli Meyer, and many, many more. I'm sorry I can't mention all of them at once. The classic illustrators are also a great inspiration. The comic strip and Disney artists, etc. I mean, all those great artists from the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. I can't think of a favourite design, as I love lots of their works, and I will never come close to that. I have learnt lots of things from them. But the most important thing is to be able to be critical of yourself. You should be open to showing your artwork to other people, because their first impression is always very important. Don't be shy and, if necessary, start over.
Thank you very much, Paul. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.